Welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center, located in North Huntingdon. Dr. Susan Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To talk to Dr. Plank with your health questions, call 412-825-6262. That's 412-825-6262. And now, Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan.
Hello and welcome to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, a weekly nutrition show where we discuss the symptoms that are keeping you frustrated and holding you back from feeling your best. I'm your host, Dr. Susan Plank, founder of the Norwin Wellness Center, where we believe restoring your health should be personalized, natural, and you should start getting results quickly. And along those lines, to my weight loss breakthrough group, whoop, whoop, shout out to you guys. You're a week in. We're seeing fantastic results. We have folks losing 5 pounds. We have somebody that's lost 8 pounds in a week. A week, folks. So that leads me to sort of our discussions. What we've been doing here is weight loss is more than counting calories, right? Weight loss is more than starving yourself. In fact, that typically doesn't usually work. There's 7 causes that allow somebody to gain weight: blood sugar, inflammation, detoxification issues, which we're going to talk about today, thyroid, your metabolism's not working right, stressors, adrenal stress hormones, adrenal stress fatigue, hormonal imbalances, and nutritional deficiencies. This is why, if you don't look at all of these, if you don't look at all of these potential causes, and if you don't look at the whole person, weight loss in this country is becoming so catastrophic. And so now we're to the point where, what did I hear this week? That a doctor told Oprah that weight is a disease. That weight is a disease. I'm going to just out and out say I don't agree. I just don't agree. Sorry, Oprah. I don't agree with that. Sorry, Doc, whoever you got that advice from. I don't agree with you either. We have to be responsible as individuals about our health, but you can only be responsible when you know what you should be doing. And it's up to healthcare, it's up to your healthcare providers to look at these 7 causes. If I could figure out these 7 causes, why hasn't anybody else? And so that is my mission. It's not to say, oh, well, we're going to throw up our hands. Like, sorry, folks, you're all going to have to take weight loss medication. That's the only way to get healthy. Like, seriously, we know that's just, we just know that's not true. But I also know that just eating less and trying to do more and starving yourself doesn't work either. And typically what that does is it ends up putting more of a burden on an area of these 7 that causes things to really start to go wrong. So we have to look at each and every one of these areas for individuals, and that's how we're so successful of getting the weight off, getting it personalized for the individual. That allows the weight to come off and allows it to come off quickly. Half of my group is postmenopausal women, and they are losing 3, 5, 8 pounds in a week. So when we get it right for them, we can get it right for you. But I need you to start to look at weight and the issues with regaining weight and losing weight outside of something that's your responsibility and something that you should have shame over and that you're going to be forced to take medication for. If you want to take the medication to get the weight off, then go ahead and do it. But I also help that in that process, there's a way to learn about your body, what you need, because I doubt that you have an Ozempic deficiency, right? I doubt you have a Wegovy deficiency. So I'm going to get started. We've talked about a little bit blood sugar in the past. We're going to be talking about blood sugar again. We are going to have a guest come on in a few minutes, Karen Kennedy, another presenter speaker from this year's Weight Loss Reboot Summit. She will be discussing blood sugar, but I've talked about it the last couple of weeks. I've talked about inflammation. Today, in the time we have before Karen hops on, I want to start to talk about detoxification. And so most folks, and a lot of these issues, folks don't even realize it's in the realm of a possibility. And so I want to sort of enlighten you, giving you some information on detoxification, the mysteries, what happens, how does our body cleanse itself, right? Think about it. You're going around dusting every week, and you're running the vacuum, right, and trying to do the laundry, all this effort. Think of all the time and effort you're putting in to keep your house clean and organized. Well, there's this detoxification system in your body that's doing the same thing. It's working behind the scenes. And it's not just a buzzword. It's actually this vital process that unlocks your potential for true health, true vitality, true well-being. And so what we have to then realize is that we have this system. We have an air filter in our car. You don't let the car go. Hopefully you don't. You don't let the car go the whole length of its existence and never change the air filter, right? You can't use the same vacuum for as long as you own your house, right? The things get junked up. Everything needs maintenance. This is what we're talking about. Are you aware that there's filtration systems in your body and they need maintenance? They need to be, like, refreshed, these filtration systems. And the reason that is because more and more our environment is becoming toxic. And there's really two types of toxins that drive my need to make sure all of my weight loss clients do a nice detoxification program. And those are endocrine disruptors and they're obesogens. Endocrine disruptors are chemicals found in our environment. You have to trust me on this. You can spend, you all know when you go to the grocery store, if you want to buy organic, you're going to pay 2 to 3 times the price for it. But when you're in your everyday life, when you're just walking around, when you're cutting the grass that we're soon going to have to do, the clothes that you're wearing, the makeup that you're putting on, the deodorant that you're using, all of these things are putting chemicals into your body. The air that you're breathing, the water that you're drinking. And so what we see is with endocrine disruptors, these are a class of chemicals that when they're absorbed into the system, now some can be ingested and some go through the skin, which we worry about with deodorants, cosmetics. They go through the skin, and our detoxification system, liver, kidneys, the skin is part of it, gallbladder, right, has to deal with it to end up trying to get rid of it. Endocrine disruptors will actually block and or change the production of hormones, the actual hormone, and they'll block or change the receptor where that hormone has to sort of go and dock to share the signal, to communicate. So you need a healthy hormone, and you need healthy hormone receptors. And they have to each be healthy, and you have to have them in a certain quantity. So there's enough for all the hormones, and there's enough receptors for the number of hormones that you have. So these chemicals can disrupt the production of the hormone, and a lot of times they'll actually alter that docking. Think of the hormone receptor as maybe like the dish, the satellite. You see these dish satellites for TV? Think of that. Now think of a hormone is going to come sit down inside of that. But now instead of that dish being like it is, take that and you put some rocks in it. You put something in there so that hormone can't sit in there comfortably. And that's what I'm talking about. That's these toxins or chemicals are laying in there, and blocking the ability to communicate. Okay, I think we're here. Karen, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Blank. Karen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Folks, everybody, this is Karen Kennedy. She is a certified nutritionist in the state of Washington. She's board certified in integrative and functional nutrition. She is my go-to blood sugar expert. So she did a wonderful presentation at this year's Weight Loss Reboot Summit. Karen, I am thrilled to have you be here today. And I'd like to, if you don't mind, start right off talking about technology in health. And I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it. But from my standpoint, doing a lot of weight loss programs, I've just come to the point where I rely on what's known as a smart scale, where people can step on the scale in their home, and I get all the readings, like not only get their weight, but their hydration and their percent body fat and all these really cool readings. And over time, as I watch this, I can give them guidance and get feedback on what's happening. Are they getting healthier? Is their hydration improving? And I think in your realm of what you do with blood sugar, there's just some really cool technology that people might not know about and I want to talk about that really helps you get to the nitty-gritty. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. And now, of course, I think I need a smart scale. Now that you've said that.
You help me, I help you. How's that? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, technology is one of those things that I think you could easily dismiss as saying, you know, we know what to do. We don't need technology to tell us what to eat. We've known it for years. Just do the right thing. And I think there's some wisdom there. However, there is some technology out there that has been used for years and years that is really good. It's called, I use, as you know, the continuous glucose monitors. And we've been using it for years successfully for diabetics. So they can know how to administer their insulin to stay alive. Mm-hmm. And now that the price has come down on these, we are finding that using these actually makes us able to customize people's nutrition recommendations. And not just customize it actually gives people a lot of agency. It puts the control back into the hands of the individual so they can get information about them and then make decisions based on that. So it's
right,
really helpful
really,
and it's really fun.
Yeah, I love that. In my experience, it can really personalize, and it is. I rely on it to be able to personalize the whole program for the individual. We can see in real time what's happening, and that was what's so exciting at your presentation at the summit. So what Karen was saying is it's known as a continuous glucose monitor, a CGM, for short, and here's the thing. Most of the time, it's only been used for folks that are diabetic, but we have some exciting, I'm going to let Karen share, but we were sort of emailing back and forth, some exciting news happening that's going to happen later this summer, and so Karen, go ahead and you don't have to be diabetic, do you, anymore?
No, I mean, and you never have. You know, interestingly enough, the United States is the only country, I think, in the world where you have to have a prescription to get a continuous glucose monitor. And, I mean, that has never stopped me or any of my patients because just because you have a prescription doesn't stop you. Your doctor can write your prescription for this even if you don't have diabetes. But this summer, Dexcom has announced that they have received FDA approval for an over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor, which means you can buy it just like you can ibuprofen. You can go into the pharmacy and just purchase it without a prescription, and that will happen this summer.
That's so exciting. That's really, really exciting. So I want to, before we slow down our process, I do want to talk to specifically folks that are diabetic, because when we look at the struggles they're facing, and when I look into the research of how to help sort of different segments, right, of our population, folks that are diagnosed with being diabetic, they don't necessarily get a lot of how to, right? They don't get a lot of, I think at the most it's like 4 to 8, depending on where they are in the country, sort of consultations on, well, now that you're diabetic, this is how you should eat, or this is how you should take care of yourself. And so this continuous glucose monitor really gives a professional like Karen that has worked sort of a lot with that, the diabetic population, instantaneous information that can, and it shouldn't, and I want you to speak on this, it shouldn't be taking the place of consultation, because it takes programs like this for folks to even realize this technology is out there. Isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah. And what I'd like is, I like that people with diabetes who get diagnosed have access to some education already, and that is valuable. But what I like about, and I think more and more often, the continuous glucose monitor will become more routine, because when you bring it in to what already exists for people who are newly diagnosed, is it allows us to actually help assess your version of diabetes. We can see exactly what's going on, so that you don't just have to say, oh, I have to adopt all these new lifestyle strategies, some of which will help you and some of which will not. Because just because you have the same diagnosis as your sister-in-law doesn't mean it's caused by the same thing, and so the same thing isn't going to help you. So we use these CGMs to do an assessment. The first thing is assessing what is actually going on, which we can get from the continuous data, and then we can assess, what are you doing now that's really causing your glucose to be a hot mess? Like, what is it that's causing that? And what are you doing that's actually helping already? So we can do more of what's helping and less of what's not helping.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And so I want to now sort of backtrack. And a lot of folks are used to, hey, maybe they go once a year and they get their wellness visit or whatever else, and they get some blood work done. And hopefully they're getting that done fasting. But they see a blood sugar level on there. And I've had clients myself that they've had parents that are diabetic, and they're watching their blood sugar increase over time, but they don't know what to change, right? They just don't know what to do and what to change. So if you can start to give folks more of an idea, rather than once a year going to get your blood work done, what would a CGM, how would it be different? What happens?
Yeah. Well, I want to answer that in two parts. The first is, how would it be different than going and getting your blood work done? And I think there's still value in getting your blood work done. But a continuous glucose monitor data would supersede a fasting glucose. Because what you see with a fasting glucose is just this snapshot of how it looks on that day when you haven't eaten anything since the night before, and maybe you've rushed to the doctor's office after getting your kids ready for school, and maybe you've had to wait a while for the lab. And so it's going to be reflecting what you ate for dinner the night before, how late you ate, how much alcohol you had, how much you slept that night, and how much you slept the night before. And then how much stress you had getting to the lab to get your blood drawn. All of those things are going to influence your blood sugar levels at that moment when you get a blood draw. And so first and foremost, I have seen people be very concerned about their fasting glucose levels increasing. And when we put them on a continuous glucose monitor, which shows your glucose levels 24/7, and we can start seeing patterns, we can see actually, it doesn't look like you have a problem with diabetes. What you have a problem with is eating late at night. I mean, some of this, there's no shortage of people who I work with where we realize you need to stop eating a little bit earlier, and all of a sudden their fasting glucose looks absolutely fine. Okay. But then we have people who, they end up with very high fasting blood sugar levels, and they're trying to make all these adjustments with their diet, but it turns out they have sleep apnea. And there's nothing they're going to do with their diet that's going to help their blood sugar until they address their sleep issues. And so what I think is, rather than just getting a fasting blood sugar once a year, I think it would be helpful for every, if you care about your blood sugar, to use a continuous glucose monitor for 2 to 4 weeks as a preventative, sometime in your 30s, or 40, if you're 40 already, you know, at this point, and see where you're at and what helps and what doesn't help. Get things dialed in, and then maybe depending on how it looks, let's say it looks fine. Once every couple of years, maybe 5 years, if it's fine, put another one on and see how you're doing. And so we can use them as an assessment tool, like another lab, but a more sophisticated assessment tool that help us tweak our diet and lifestyle once every year, once every 5 years, depending on, you know, your risk factor and other things.
Mm-hmm. My name is, I'm Dr. Susan Plank, and I'm here with Karen Kennedy. And Karen, please tell the audience, if they want more information before we, I don't want to save this till the end. If they want to find out more about you, tell them how they can.
Yeah, so you can go to my website at hackyourbloodsugar.com, and that's where you can find some more information out about this and the services we provide. And I also have a YouTube channel by the same name, Hack Your Blood Sugar, and there's a lot of videos on there that you can watch that talk about getting a glucose monitor and how to interpret it and how to get a good price on them. So that might, those of you who are DIYers who love to learn things by binging videos on YouTube, that might be a helpful resource for you.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. So I did this, folks. I did this. I am, you know, brutally honest, I am not diabetic. I'm not pre-diabetic, but I wanted, because I always want to have an understanding, a deeper understanding of the body and physiology, and I wanted to understand mine better. So it's been a few months, but there's a company, I want to say Levels. Is there a level? That's,
yes.
Levels, isn't it, Karen? Yeah. So I contacted mm-hmm. company Levels, and so I ended up getting shipped this great little box. And just so you know, it's a little transmitter type of thing that will go on the back of your arm is where I had mine. It is not painful. I want Karen to speak to this, but it was not painful whatsoever. And then it was an app that I downloaded onto my phone. And what it would do then is my blood sugar, it would just, exactly what the name is, continuously show me my blood sugar levels. And it was amazing to see just what Karen was saying. If I didn't sleep well at night, if I got stressed, maybe it wasn't even a bad thing, but I went out with my dogs and go for a hike like we go for every day, and what did I have to eat before? And every day it would be a little bit different of a reaction. And so it's not a cumbersome, hard thing to do. There's just a couple of steps, but the information is fantastic, and it tells you, again, in real time, the food that you're eating, how your body is responding to it. So, Karen, if you can give folks sort of a little bit more background on maybe how you started doing this, what was the impetus behind it? Is there a company that you're favorite to work with? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah. Well, I have, because I've been kind of specializing in metabolic health and blood sugar for a long time, I've always tried to help people with their blood sugar, either to prevent diabetes or so they feel better, maintain their weight and their waist more easily. And when I first heard about continuous glucose monitors some years ago, of course I wanted one, but I think at the time it was correct in assuming there's no way I could get one. It would be way out of my price range and out of my patient's price range. But I can't remember how many years ago it was, but I was at the gym, and I think, you know, Sports Center was on at the gym, and I saw Abbott directly advertising, you know, to consumers saying, mm-hmm. have our free trial. And I sat down on the weight bench and got on my phone and applied for a free trial, and I was accepted. They sent me a coupon for a free continuous glucose monitor. I thought, wow. So I called my pharmacy, and they said, oh, that'd be great, but you need a prescription. I said, oh, see, it's not going to work.
A catch, right? Yeah, there's a catch. There's a roadblock, right? Yeah.
There's always a roadblock. Then I'm like, well, here I go. I texted my doctor, who is my doctor and a colleague, and I said, hey, Josie, would you write me a prescription? She says, sure. These things should be over the counter anyways. I'll write you a prescription. And so I was in. And so that started me about a 6-month process of me kind of dropping everything and just figuring out how to use it myself And then I convinced some friends and some clients to jump into a beta group. You know, a beta group is where you test out some strategies. And we all learned how to use this together so I could get more, see more data, because there wasn't a training program for anyone outside of a diabetes clinic at that time. Mm-hmm. So I learned that way and from other people with diabetes who shared their information with me. And I found that was really fascinating. And in terms of the company I like to work the best with, I love the companies. There's tech companies who have done this, like Levels, who you spoke of, Nutrisense, Cygnos, Thea. There's a couple of, they're popping up all the time now. And they will sell you a CGM. They take care of the prescription. They have a doctor on staff. And then they also sell you access to an app that does this for you. And I think those are great companies. However, I've chosen to do it a different way, because what I prefer to do is, like, I'll write a letter. I'll encourage my patients to just ask their doctor for a prescription, because once they have a prescription, they can then buy it at the pharmacy for far less money. You know, I usually use a Freestyle Libre, a Libre 3. And I can get a two-week sensor that lasts for 2 weeks sitting on your arm for $40 at my pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So for $80, and the prices will vary depending where you're at, but I will use that, and I will use free software that comes with the app that anybody can use. And I use that to show me my data. So I think the tech companies like Levels and Nutrisense, Cygnos and whatnot, I think they're great. I think they have their place for people who are very DIY. They don't need someone like me, you know, to help support them with their data. But if you want to use it long term, you know, I really like doing it with the free app and just buying sensors at the pharmacy. And that's how I tend to train and support my patients doing it.
Excellent. So, what in the time we have left, and excuse me, I just want to throw this out there, folks. I am doing a free webinar next Wednesday, on exactly this, cracking the blood sugar code. So please, you can go to my website, Norwin Wellness, and get registered for that, and I hope to see you there. But in the time we have left, Karen, can you start to talk a little bit about how blood sugar and insulin are interconnected? Because here's the other thing. I know we're going to have listeners going, well, you know, I'm not diabetic. I don't necessarily really need to worry about this. I might have 30 pounds to lose, and my blood pressure's up there, but you know, why should I consider this CGM? In the time we have left, which is not too long, can you sort of give a quick answer for that?
Yeah. So the connection between blood sugar and insulin is that when you eat something like a turkey sandwich with bread, the glucose that you're going to get from those starches from the bread is going to go into your bloodstream, and that is actually way too much glucose for your system at one time. That doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. But what your body needs to do is it needs to reduce that amount of glucose and store away the extra for later. It's, you know, when you eat, you want to store away extra for later, for when you're fasting, like overnight. And that's where insulin comes in. Insulin is a hormone that basically helps, it's like a key that helps to store glucose, extra glucose away in your fat and muscle cells so that you have extra energy for later when you're not eating. So insulin helps regulate glucose, but it does a few other things too. And if you eat too much glucose or too frequently or whatever you're doing that dysregulates your blood sugar, you can often end up with chronically elevated insulin levels. And chronically elevated insulin levels do a few things. One is they basically tell your body, you remember, they help you store energy, but it tells your body to store it as fat. So if you have high insulin, you are always going to be in fat storage mode, especially storing it in that visceral adipose tissue around the liver and other organs. And that's pro-inflammatory. And that chronically high insulin also raises blood pressure. It can raise your triglycerides. It causes a lot of hormone dysregulation. So even if you never get diabetes, that chronically high insulin from dysregulated blood sugar, brain fog, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, you know, belly fat that's hard to lose, and an increased risk for cardiovascular disease, even if you never get diabetes.
Perfect. Karen, I'm sorry we have to end it there. I sure hope I always love talking to you, that you'll be willing to come back again soon. Folks, thank you so much for being here. This was Karen Kennedy as a guest today, and this is Dr. Susan Plank signing off. Thanks so much, everybody. God bless, and I'll talk to you next week now. Bye-bye. Thanks, Karen.
For listening to Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, hosted by Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon. Dr. Plank is an expert in natural remedies for weight loss and digestive health issues. To make an appointment with Dr. Susan Plank of the Norwin Wellness Center, call 724-863-5420. That's 724-863-5420. And listen again for another edition of Wellness and Weight Loss with Dr. Susan, sponsored by the Norwin Wellness Center in North Huntingdon, here on KHB Radio.